Hi, and welcome to Jolly's Fall 2020 podcast series. This is Merida Lang, the principal editor of the Journal of Language and Literacy Education, a peer-reviewed open access journal housed in the Department of Language and Literacy Education at the University of Georgia. Today, I will be speaking with Dr. Hunter Strickland, who is assistant professor of education at Anderson University's College of Education. His manuscript is titled Moving Towards a Method for YAL in Secondary English Teacher Education. Thank you for joining me today. I look forward to hearing more about your work.
Thank you, Maribel. I'm so glad to be here.
So what drew you to this work?
Well, honestly, when I started formulating the ideas of completing the study, I was just brainstorming and realized that I was being pulled in multiple directions for our research at the time. My identity was growing as an English teacher educator, a researcher, and a lover of the content of young adult literature. But as I was developing my plans, I tried my best to combine all those interests into one thing. So the natural course was to study YAL in the context of English teacher education, because I was trying to understand both my role as a teacher educator and the potential of the content and how it played into the lives of pre-service English teachers. Plus, honestly, I felt like this was the chance for me to be a part of the conversation of where YAL was going in the next 10 years, because we can look back over the last 10 or 20 years and see how much it's evolved. And I wanted to be a part of saying, here's what's going on now, and then let's dream about what's coming in the future and what we might have if we have this conversation again.
Right. I mean, I think even in thinking about the difference in sort of how YAL is used in the classroom in my 10 years teaching, not to mention the 20 years since I graduated high school, like it's a huge, huge difference, right? In a relatively short period of time.
Right. Exactly.
Great. And so how would you characterize the current role that YAL plays in secondary classrooms?
Well, you know, it's kind of like what you were just saying. You know, I think broadly, YAL is still considered an afterthought. Many English teachers see YAL as a great interest-led reading for adolescents, but it's still not really commonly used as part of the curriculum. Teachers might even have some even outdated YAL in classroom libraries, or there might be some in the school library, but students don't spend a lot of time specifically engaging with it to grow themselves as readers. And I'm not saying it's true for every school system or state, but I think it's more common that it's not used that often still than the opposite. And the reason why, of course, is that we're still too focused on the traditional curricula of decades past. Canonized literature, the false idea that state standards can only be served with canon.
Right.
But what I'd like to see really is secondary English teacher preparation programs infusing YAL methods into pre-service coursework. Then I'd like to see a focus on developing secondary students' identities as real readers that are not only allowed but encouraged to seek out interest-led and choice reading that includes young adult literature. With that, we're going to need secondary teachers to value independent reading and make room for it in their classrooms, even in small ways, because we can't just say reading is good and then not give any time or attention to actually having students read.
Right. I feel like in my experience, it works best when a whole school agrees that reading time is going to be something that is like really valued, right? That makes it easier at least.
Yeah, and young adult lit is not like a magic bullet, right? It's not going to solve our literacy education problems, but it is something that enhances and enriches curriculum. And it's something that can maybe make students want to participate, want to read, want to see reading and writing as more than just a chore.
Right.
And I think if nothing else, that's a noble cause, right? If students can leave your class thinking that reading's not horrible, wow, what a great goal.
Yeah, that's really kind of one of our most prominent goals, right? So how did your research suggest teacher educators use or teach YAL differently from traditional literature?
Good question. My study showed me that teacher educators are using YAL to teach everything expected of them. So, you know, public education can say, good, teacher educators are teaching our new teachers how to teach. But at the same time, they're empowering students to engage, reflect, and be a part of the change in the social world around them. And that's so much more than just mastering content. Teacher educators are using young adult lit to push students to address gaps in their own understandings of adolescence and diverse perspectives. And that actually has a bigger impact on their ability to be empathetic teachers who teach whole students and not just the whole curriculum.
Yeah, I think that I've definitely seen that used in a really encouraging way, right? And, you know, teacher educators seem to be using it the same way that classroom, you know, secondary classroom teachers use it, which is to really develop empathy and really connect readers with what's going on. So I don't know if that's...
I mean, that's the beautiful thing about literature, right? That it's not just that we're trying to teach facts and we're not just trying to make sure that students can score a certain way on certain exams. We're really saying, like, how can you be a part of humanity while also learning how to do things like read and write and listen and communicate and all these things that we're supposed to teach you how to do, but at the same time, can we teach you to be a human being that can do those things? And, you know, not every content area gets to do that. And in English, we're lucky that we have the potential. It's harder in some ways, but it's also like so much more rewarding when students do want to look outside themselves.
Right. And I think it's what draws a lot of us to this work, period. Right. So how has this research impacted your own teaching?
Well, you know, good research makes you really question everything you do. And it's made me spend a lot more time planning my courses than I did before and the experiences that my students have. Mm-hmm. You know, this study and in turn this article really were looking at course syllabi and how course materials kind of shaped classes. Mm-hmm. But then I realized that teacher educators have to be even more diligent in how we craft our courses with room for actual students' identities. Mm-hmm. We have to bring in the student that we might not even know yet into our planning. And if we're not doing that, we're missing an opportunity to really meet students where they are and meet their needs and teach them the content. And I think it just adds so much more. And so I've had to spend a lot of time reflecting on my own biases, gaps in my own understanding and my practice, and make sure that I'm putting the effort into providing students a safe and valuable learning experience in my classes. And that starts really even before class starts. It takes vulnerability and an ability to have my perspective challenged by students, which can be hard. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, it allows me to continue to grow as an educator, which I think is one of those things like, if we're teaching students to be lifelong learners who are going to look at themselves and look at the world and push their understanding and push themselves to grow, then we have to do the same thing as teachers. We can't just learn how to teach and then teach the same way for the rest of our careers. And we can't see the world change around us without it affecting the way we teach. So I'm having to look at how I'm teaching constantly and be like, hey, I can't just think that the way I found out how to do this a few years ago still is the best way. I have to constantly push myself to examine what's going on and stay a student of my own practice.
Right. I mean, that's the kind of teachers that we want the, you know, pre-service teachers that we educate to become, right? So we have to enact that.
Right. And not just be tired, right? Or not just be overwhelmed,
right.
But say like, yeah, this is hard and there's a lot going on, but at the same time, like, let me make sure that I'm doing something to push myself to be better or to reach the needs of my students more, right. Even when I'm tired or even when education's weird or even if I'm teaching virtually, right? How can I still be that teacher?
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And the last question that I have is, you know, in light of all of this, how would you like to see the teaching of YAL in teacher prep programs evolve?
Yeah, I kind of mentioned it before, but young adult lit's not included as a required part of every English teacher education program. And in many cases, YAL is an elective that students can choose to take, or it's taught only as a content class in the English department. There's nothing wrong with that, but for the last couple of years, there's been a lot of talk about YAL pedagogy. And how we actually teach using YAL. And that's still missing from many pre-service teachers' experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Young adult lit cannot just be like good books that students might or might not read, but we have to continue to develop methods specific to YAL. And that's separate methods than just what you might think of with like English reading methods. How specifically is YAL different, or how can we use it specifically to do more? And if we continue to develop YAL pedagogy and YAL methods, then we're going to be able to show education as a whole how dynamic the content can be. And if we, you know, do that, if we continue to evolve pedagogy and continue to evolve how YAL is used and infused in public education and teacher education, then, you know, this same conversation about YAL methods 5 years from now or 10 years from now is going to be talking about how normal it is and here's what our best practices are, rather than still having the conversation 20, 30 years later that's like, you know, really we should be using this, where we can say, you know, many programs use young adult lit, but not all of them do, which means that we're still putting out thousands of English teachers that don't use YAL or don't think about it or or don't think it should be there.
Right.
So we really still have to work on this kind of across the board understanding and agreement that YAL is and should be a part of English teacher education and English education.
Right. Well, wonderful. Thank you so much, Dr. Strickland, for taking the time to chat. It was really, really great. Really appreciate it. And we're excited to feature your piece in our upcoming issue.
So glad to publish with y'all.